The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, boy, what the fuck is happening? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is the 13th of goddamn June. Not that the weather would suggest so, pissing down. Nothing like a good old Northern Irish podcast to start off yapping about the fucking rain. Let me just plug a few things while we're up top. Please don't skip through this. This is important to my ego. Of course, Lavery's Comedy Club is on every first and third Wednesday of the month. But this month, the next gig is on the 21st of June. But we also have a Friday gig for all you Friday people who can't make it during the week. So in 1 week, on the 21st and the 23rd, we're going to have a gig at Lavery's Comedy Club. She and Todd is doing the Friday. We are yet to book the lineup for the Wednesday because I'm a scatty bitch. But the lineups are always good, so make sure you get down to that. Okay, so that's the 21st and 23rd. Both start at 8:30. They're both £6 in for all you Belfast comedy fans out there. Also, while I have you, there's been a few people get in touch with me, obviously because Father's Day is coming up next week, I think, but they're all like, do you still have the code for the Beer 52? Beer 52, I haven't mentioned in the last few weeks. They're usually the sponsor of this podcast. But they were waiting on a new code, a new offer type thing. So there should be something available now for all you beer heads, which all you need to do is go on, put in the code BANTER10. And as far as I know, you get a tenner off the first box. I don't know whether they're going to get a different sort of order in. But if you want to sign up for that shit, 10 beers to your house, magazines, snacks, all that shit. None of your fizzy piss. I need 38 tins of this shit. Nah. Good quality craft beer from all around the world, and you know, for them, and you forget that you have responsibilities. Drink responsibly, guys, okay? As in, buy your own. So there you have it. One more big announcement up in this bitch is on the 16th of December 2017, I will be doing the Ulster Hall again. This time, not with the comedy squad, this time just by myself. Cash me outside, how about that? 16th of December, the tickets are on sale. The reason I haven't really launched it properly is because I'm getting the artwork done this Thursday by my boy Visual Waste. You may have seen his work every fucking piece of bare wall in Belfast. He's doing the artwork for that. The show is called General Banter. It's going to be a bit different. We're going to try and make it a fun old show rather than just, I mean, it'll be straight stand-up, but it's gonna be a cool fucking night. I can feel it. Dang, I can feel it deep in my balls. They're going on a bluish hue. Anyway, let's play this fucking intro and then we'll get stuck right into it. We will have a special guest coming up later, but I'm gonna record one little bit of this podcast with the General Banter. What's been happening? What's going on up in this bitch? And then later on, we've got the old Mickey Bartlett. Okay, pray you don't have smell-o-vision on your podcast. Here's the fucking intro, bitch. Here's not the intro. I mean, what I've done there is I've loaded that up and it hasn't played. Enjoy it.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter.
Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Yeah, boy. There we go. Shout out to whoever got in touch with me saying that the podcast wasn't loud enough. I hope this one's loud enough. I don't know what to tell you, mate. You know what I mean? There's, you know, I don't know. We're right up against the mics. You know, the gain is peaking out right now. Whenever I put it through the computer, I ramp it up another wee bit. So, I mean, it's kind of like, it's as loud as talking's going to be when you're on a bike, sir. You know, he's like, I can't hear it when I'm on my bike. What are you doing? Are you cycling through a city and you can't fucking, you can't hear anything? You know? Is that what the crack is? What can I say? I've done it myself, you know? You go out and cut the grass. You're trying to listen to a podcast. All you can hear in the background is, and a slight bit of talking. I don't know what to tell you, bro. Maybe get a pair of fucking, what do you call them? Noise cancelling headphones. Probably dangerous on a bike. Should you really be listening to a podcast on a bike, sir? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, okay? Unless you fucking tape two 80s ghetto blasters to your fucking head. I don't know how to solve that problem for you, I'm afraid. But thank you for listening, all the same. There has been a little, actually, fuck it, I'll announce that later. I'll announce it when it's time to announce, you know what I mean? I was going to do a special announcement there. Let's just keep the Ulster Hall one for this week. Let's go over some general banter for the week. Last Wednesday we had tuberculosis. Last Wednesday we had a Lavery's Comedy Club, Woodsy headlined. He turned up with a fucked up back, okay? Which looked like, if you could imagine, sort of like, you know, like Jenga? Say there was like a normal person would be a tower of Jenga blocks. It looked like someone halfway up the load of blocks just shifted the blocks over to one side. And that's the way his back was, because he fucked his back up. And first of all, he headlined and he managed to get through that. But I was nursing one of the worst hangovers of all time, because I was trying... Hold on, I meant to open this window.
I was trying to... I'm still talking. I mean, unprofessional as shit.
I fucking decided... Well, you know, we were trying to organise a night out a couple of days before, basically, right? And nothing really happened over the weekend, so we all sort of got together. Aaron McCann was there. Begley couldn't go, unfortunately. We ended up going, it was me, Aaron, Maureen, a bunch of her sisters. And we decided, because there is a comedian from down in Dublin, and his name's Marcus O'Leary, I want to say. You know, you say it all Irishy. And he's a DJ as well. DJs all over the place in Dublin. Comes up and does sketchy the odd time. And I just seen the Snapchat. I was like, oh, your man's playing there. And I was like, are you playing Belfast tonight? Well, I might come along. You know, and he's like, sweet, give me a shout. So we end up going there at the age of 30 to the fucking limelight. In a shirt that you wouldn't wear, you know, to a fucking paint party in fucking Thailand. It was ridiculous. You want to see this fucking shirt? We were going to buy a new TV, and we were in Armagh. We're in Armagh, and we go past this Argos, and beside it is a Peacock's. I don't even know what the fuck a Peacock's is. What's a Peacock's? Is that shitter than a Primark? I don't know. And I walk past, and I look through the window, and there's this absolutely mental shirt, and I was like, that's mine, I'm gonna wear that. So for 12 quid, and I look like a fucking, like Tony Soprano on his holidays. So anyway, we went to the limelight, and it was the usual. It was a complete fucking shit show. And next day, just completely fucking dying, Maureen managed to be like, do you know what would help your hangover? If you walked around boots for 7 hours. So that's kind of what happened the next day. Go to Lavery's, and I had some new material there, which I did on stage, which I hope did well. I mean, I'm in the process now. I've got this show in December. We're in the process now where I'm like, what are the four sections that I'm going to do? Okay. We're obviously going to bash the state of the world, terrorist attacks, our world leaders, our Brexits, all that bollocks. You know, what's the other section? Me taking the piss out of myself, trying not to be a fat bastard. You know what I mean? And trying to just chip away that old material that used to be there, and just be like, nah, we don't need that anymore. Let's do some new shit. Although some things never change, you know what I mean? I could go up and do material about being a fat cunt every day the rest of my fucking life. But no, that's changing. I'll get to that. So we fucking, we did that. Hungover as shit. And then the funny thing was, the next day, what is this? The next day, I had to fucking go for a meeting. So we went out Tuesday night, Wednesday. I was like, yeah, I'll go for a meeting with... And it was in a building that I've had meetings with people before, but they obviously have different fucking, you know, sections or departments or whatever. So I'm standing outside this place. I'll not name it, but it's quite a big sort of ad agency, PR place. And I'm there with Aaron McCann, who is just, like... a mess, you know what I mean? He's one of those guys where he's just like, oh yeah, I left my wallet in Oma and my phone isn't charged. These aren't my shoes and I've had some sort of Men in Black mind erasing thing. You know, so I'm standing there with him and we all got our faces painted in the limelight the night before by a girl who, you know, I'm sure, I don't know what's going on in her life, but she looked like she would literally rather be in prison than sitting there doing fucking face paint on a bunch of weirdos. And if you spoke to her, she'd probably be like, yeah, I don't want to stand here sober with a load of drunk people breathing in my face while I'm trying to put fucking Pritt stick on it to get some glitter on their face. So the glitter was fucking everywhere, of course it was. It's a nightmare. I mean, it's just like, you know, why don't you just go ahead and throw sand in your eye? Let's save yourself some time and just throw a pile of fucking dust in there. So it was just funny. I'm standing outside this place with Aaron, sort of like he was going to go get the bus. And I was like, all right, mate, well, sure, I'll speak to you later, whatever, blah, blah. And then he just kind of goes, all I heard in the background was, oh, it's Colin Geddes. And I turn around and there's two guys that I've worked with before from that company walking towards me. And I was like, hello, acting like I wasn't fucking dying out of my hole. Hello, how are you? Yes, wonderful. This is my friend Aaron. He does some videos with me. Camera pan, you know, I'm picturing this like a sitcom. Camera swings round, and there's Aaron, just face covered in glitter, neck covered in glitter, just looking like an absolute, just heap of shit. And he looked like he got raped by a unicorn. And like, there's Aaron, and I had to basically be like, he was out last night, wasn't he? The mad bastard. These fucking students these days, they're mad. They're fucking mad. Meanwhile, I'm like stumbling into this building trying to figure out my fucking surname. It was incredible. The reason we did party a bit was because I believe I recorded this podcast early next week. We did get flights booked for motherfucking Vietnam. We talked about it for about 2 or 3 weeks. And then we spoke to our man in Vietnam, Shawnee Campbell, and who we stayed with last time, had a wonderful time, had a short time, didn't get much done, seen a bit of the city, took us for some lovely meals, but it all came about kind of where there was like a face, you know, one of those Facebook, like, it's been a year since you did this bullshit, and I put it up, and I was like, listen, there it is, it was a year ago since we were over there, and I haven't fucking shut up about it since, and he goes, I'm off in August, you should come over, and I was like, are you being serious? Because it's all I fucking wanted the whole year. And he's like, yeah, come for... I was like, will you take us for a week? He's like, come for a month, I don't give a fuck. Which, I don't know whether that was sincere or not. You know, sometimes I'll say shit like that. Like, yeah, let's have a party. And then someone's like at your door on a Friday night. Like, is the party happening? You're like, fuck off. But, I don't know. I think it could be the best trip of all time. He seemed excited. He was already looking up stuff that he hadn't been to. He was like, yeah, we should definitely go to this. And I was like, fucking yeah. Just drinking in as much Vietnam shit as I could find on the internet, trying to watch vlogs of people in Vietnam. I don't know, there's just something very alluring about it. Now, for the same reason, people would be like, I know for a fact, like my sister, who is very like, dirt. You know what I mean? Like, she's a bit like, just let me, you know, she'll go somewhere and not leave a hotel for 2 weeks and be like, the hotel was lovely. What'd you do? Nothing, we're just appreciating the downtime. You're like, you can fucking have downtime. You can sit in your own house and have downtime. Downtime radio. I don't know. I just can't wait. I just love that fuck. Now, the heat can go fuck itself. I do not do well in the heat. But you want that madness. You want to go somewhere that it's not the same. And don't get me wrong, Thailand has elements of that, but it seems too familiar. Like, every cunt goes to Thailand and, like, goes to the same spots and... You go to Thailand and it's the same shit. You may as well be in like a slutty Bundoran. It's crazy. You know, just trash everywhere. But, you know, there are beautiful parts of it, I'm sure. But, yeah, we're going to Vietnam, so I'm very fucking pumped about that. Pumped in the butt. So yeah, we basically had a fucking celebration week. It was ridiculous. There's nothing quite like dumping a large sum of money on flights somewhere and then going, do you know what we should really do to celebrate this? Definitely go out and get full blocked. Let's go for like beautiful lunch and beautiful dinner on that same day. And then all week just kind of eat like a fucking asshole. Just to really celebrate. Because, you know, we want to get in shape before we go on holiday. So let's definitely eat two takeaways a day for the next week. Okay. So yeah, we were kind of fucking just pumped about that. And then we had to sort of knuckle down. You know what I mean? I was like, right, fuck all this. Let's try and get like, you know, let's get into this. And I was getting into it. Do you remember last week? I was like, I'm a runner now, guys. I fucking run. AKA been for two runs. Couldn't fucking recover from it at all. But did some runs, was getting real into it. Was meant to go join a gym. And then, of course, what happened? Some things get in the way. I don't get to go to the gym. The Saturday approaches, okay? A gentleman called Aaron, who is starting up his own sort of jiu-jitsu club, I basically sent him a message saying, like, oh, yeah, I see you're starting up by yourself. No, where is it, mate? And he told me where it is. It's in Mollusk. And I was like, oh, it's fucking sweet, mate. Fair play to you. You know, the coach at SBG did the same thing, took that leap. Now he's fucking hugely successful. I was like, fucking good luck to you, mate, you know? I'm sure there's enough people in the country who want to train MMA and jiu-jitsu now that all these things can exist together. And I said, like, you know, I'd love to fucking call down someday, see what the crack is. He goes, no bother, I'll put you in a group. So he puts me in a group. He's like, oh, we're training Saturday. And this is the beauty of fucking the jiu-jitsu community, right? Oh, shit, hold on. Maureen! And we're back in the building with Maureen, much to the dissatisfaction of one listener.
I'm sorry.
This guy still hasn't got over it. Now, remember, Maureen, big instructions. See where my mic is.
Uh-huh.
Talk into that in no other direction like this or around. Right in it. Right the way you slobber my ear all day. That, imagine that's my ear. I was just about to say, I thought I had my jiu-jitsu geography mapped out, where like if I went to Belfast, I go to SBG, and then this new club that's forming, which if I wanted to go like my dad's or whatever, I could go here basically, you know, double up, do a couple of jobs, go down there, it's easier to park and whatnot. And then I go on Saturday and we do an extensive warm-up, and then we stand and watch these different techniques for a while, and then I get on the floor and go to move and ping my back. And I've already talked about Woodsy, how fucking disjointed his lower bottom of his back is compared to the top half. And I did the exact same thing.
I know. You did.
And I text him like, what do we do? Do we get team wheelchairs? Can I get a big fat wheelchair? And he gets like a sidecar wheelchair.
Sidecar.
But it's an odd feat. Like, I always get sore backs because my posture's terrible. I'm a fat bitch. But like, over the window open, there's a lot of outside noise, but sure. But see, when you properly strain your lower back, you're like, I can't, I am walking funny. Like, I'm all right today. A couple of days later, it's grand, sort of. But isn't it weird that you're like, I can't actually physically stand erect?
Yeah, well, your whole core kind of holds everything in place, isn't it?
Your whole core, yeah.
Yeah, your whole core, so.
So yeah, that was my other news. I have a fucking sore back now. Which, I was kind of getting into the like, how we were celebrating booking Vietnam, and then we ate like fucking Henry VIII for like a week, and now we're getting all fit. You know, you've made me download a fitness app, and for yesterday I was like, let me put in my meals. And yesterday was a pretty good day for me. Look, for me.
Yeah, of all days, it was actually a good day to do it.
Let me finish. Okay, so I put in my breakfast, and already it was like, you've 200 calories left for your day. Because
yeah.
I put in like, how many pounds do you want to lose per week, and what weight are you, and how much exercise do you do, and all that shit. And it was like, oh yeah, your breakfast has already offset, it's like taking up most of your fucking, your calorie allowance.
It just said, if you make yourself sick now.
Yeah. Have you tried bulimia?
Yeah.
You fat piece of shit.
This is all we have for you, yeah. Well, it's quite a good one. I mean, it's a fairly common one, that MyFitnessPal or something it's called. You're just logging in what you're eating and what you're doing, and then it tells you how much you've got left. So it's a good way.
What do you work for them?
No, but it's a very easy way to go, right, here's how much I've left to eat.
I'm going to play the game and see how it goes, because if it does become like a wee game that's fun for me, then it's cool. But then I was even, this is literally the next morning, but I was like, do you eat something that's good? Like, I had avocado on one bit of toast, and there was like a little bowl of chicken there, which just sort of just fried. Like, it was literally like wee shreddy bits of chicken, and put it on the top. And I was just thinking, like, I'd rather, you know, that might be like quite a lot of calories maybe because of the avocado and everything. But I was like, but at least it will keep you fed for a while, you know, rather than be like, I wonder, could I count the calories on a Weetabix here? And half an hour later, I want to just eat 70 more Weetabix.
The calorie difference in the Weetabix would be a lot less. So that's the thing.
There's less in a Weetabix?
No, not necessarily. But what you're saying is, I would rather eat an avocado even if there's loads of calories. Yes, but it should make you, as you say, keep you fuller for longer, which means you won't need as many calories throughout the day.
Yeah. Body coach Maureen.
No, but that's where it's supposed to come in. So you can kind of say, oh, I've used up X amount of calories, so, you know, I'm still full, so I only need this amount now for my dinner or my lunch or whatever.
Yeah, you've that's done one, the theory, one workout it? Today. How do you feel after that?
Feel all right. Pumped. I mean, I really, really want to be able to do push-ups, which I really can't do.
Some really, big old milkers pulling you down.
Really can't do it. I can do a lot. Like, I can do weights and everything, but it's funny. Body weight is such a different thing.
Body weight's not like do it. See the weight of me. Like, see for me to, and like, I'm pretty strong. I've always said, like, I'm very strong, but I'm not as strong as I should be from the way I look, if that makes sense.
Okay, I get you. Yeah.
And I know that from doing jiu-jitsu, because there's guys who you do not think are strong.
Yeah.
And they're strong as fuck. And you might look at me and go, fuck, he, but he's really, really strong.
But you are really, you are strong.
I'm pretty strong, but I'm not like freakish strong, maybe the way I should, you know what I mean? Yeah. If that makes sense. But I don't know. I feel like I'd really like to mix it up over the next while. You know, I'll go for like some runs. I'll join the gym. I might go there today. Although there is a slight like, do I go over with when I can't fucking stand up straight and be like, can I join the gym? My asshole's hanging out. But I might do that anyway. I just want to mix it up a lot, because I really feel like things that I've done in the past, you get to the point where you really have to fucking like, right, here we go. Let's go hit a punch bag. And it takes fucking 2.5 hours for you to warm up to go do it in your mind. Whereas if I'm doing a lot of weird shit, I'll just be like, I'll go run there and then go in the gym tomorrow. And then I'll, you know, we'll go for a fucking big hike somewhere. And then I'll do like some body weight shit. And I'll go jiu-jitsu. Just mix it up, you know what I'm saying? And we'll see how much weight.
It's 100% though about what you eat though.
Yeah, I know. Joe Wicks, but
stop it. I love how you just get so angry if I say things like this.
I know. I'm starting to agree with that one guy who doesn't like you on here. Did I talk last week about my one complaint about the wee fruits? I might have done, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Yeah.
Any more complaints this week?
Yeah, I got one. I put up a new video there, and the guy was like, because as you witnessed yesterday, we're in the car, and I came up with the phrase, big bag of Qurans with the lads.
Yeah, and I said, you have to put that in a video. You just came out with, like, we were just driving somewhere for coffee, and you went, oh, I like, but you see, I don't know what you said anyway, but it was, I went, that, you have to put that in video.
But, like that's all in it. I'm in a big bag of cans with the lads, cold one with the lads, Saturdays are for the boys, all that stupid shit. So I basically thought of that and then worked backwards and had to make a fucking video around that saying, like, you know, if you think you're fucking, you know, if you think the jihadis are bad, wait till Britain get a load of the DUP. And then I put that up, and this guy was straight away, I used to laugh at all your stuff, but this video hasn't made me laugh once. You know, it's like, and he's like, you're neglecting the fact that the DUP and Sinn Féin are full of terrorists, and that you're sticking up for fucking
really, you actually said that.
What's that beep coming from? Is that me or you?
You're
just like, how do you, you kind of get annoyed because people get that or that stupid, but then you have to just be like, well, you're that stupid. Like, do you not know that if you've laughed at them all and then this one didn't you make don't you get, laugh,
yeah.
Do you not realize, like, it's the same thing? It's also a joke?
I think especially when it comes to, like,
I should have been a bit clearer, was like, first of all, fuck all the parties and all the religions, because they're all fucking just weird, just flat out weird.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're poking fun at the fact that the DUP are worse. I mean, it's like, obviously...
Yeah, and of course they're not worse, but it's a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they're and not worse as long as you don't
you're
want...
You're allowed to say that because you're from here. Kind of a joke. Do you know, it's one of those ones, like, you can make that silly joke sort of thing. Like, oh, you don't know what this is going to be like because we've had all sorts over here. You know, it's just that kind of a thing. But... Yeah, it's you can't always say this, but sometimes you are allowed to say you clearly don't get the point of that. You know, I know sometimes you can't say that to people. Because
he was like, I can't believe you're like saying good things about ISIS. I felt like,
well, of course you're not
posting the last video about ISIS. I mean, like, I mean, first of all, it's a character. I'm gonna say anything that's funny, whether I agree with it or not. You fucking dunce. But if I'm at the point where I have to describe, and then of course I click on his profile, and the profile picture said, or the banner said something like, I would rather lay my life down than raise my children in a world ruled by Islam. That was the quote on his fucking banner, and you're like, all right, mate.
You see the ones that drew that kill all tigs on his child as well?
No, it was...
Seen that on
Facebook. Do you know who it was? It was actually the boyfriend of this lady.
Yeah, walk ahead. See you. Give me my fucking... 5-10 fucking months, you'll be fucking
here. Yeah. Let me tell you what's happening here, listeners. This was a video posted by just a girl there. I don't want to give her name because she's probably getting hounded on Facebook anyway. But there's a homeless lady in Belfast giving out jip to two fucking like black teenage girls.
Cheeto, do you want to get hit?
Yeah, do you know why? Because I'm the only fucking person that fucking stands up for it. People like you walking into our fucking country. Ours.
My country. Where I have the right to sleep on the fucking street here.
Person fucking country. What? What?
Right? That's my favourite bit of that whole video. Right? Ready?
What?
What does he say?
Here. What? Shush.
Just shush? Oh my god.
Let's play the rest of this clip. That's part one. There's two short videos. So essentially you got that homeless. Here's another 18 seconds. We'll just get it out of the way, right?
I'm a fucking god.
First of all, shout out to her punctuating her sentences with fucking.
Yeah, every
and I've been homeless for the past fucking 3 fucking years. When they walk into the country and get fucking everything. Work out one night.
First of all, we were born here.
Yeah. What? You were born here?
Yeah.
It's a shame that video ends there because, so basically, there's these two girls, two black teenager girls just sitting on the thing, and this homeless woman's like, people like you coming in my fucking country, taking all the fucking jaws of fucking taking every fucking thing, fuck's sake. And my two favourite bits, when the guy goes, here, shush, and then when the girl...
What did he say, stop being a pain or something?
Stop being a pain. All the shit of the day, being hurled at them. You come in this fucking country, fucking. And then the girl, like, sounds like fucking we were born here, actually.
Yeah, we were born here. Also, like, I mean, I don't know who to feel more sorry for, though, because obviously the woman's homeless.
I know, you don't
want
to.
And then you don't, you know, course. Obviously that should never happen.
There's,
But I mean, she's targeting so beyond the wrong people there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not,
you know,
teenage girls' fault that you're fucking homeless.
Yeah, exactly. To, like, obviously going to school, like, or maybe it's on the weekend or something.
Probably your dad's mates who gangbanged you in a taxi. It's probably something to do with them.
God. No, but, like, these are just teenagers. Like, and just because they're not white, she's going, well, you're here stealing my jobs. And they're, like, 14 in school, essentially. Like, she couldn't have picked just more of a ridiculously obscure person to... I don't know. It's quite sad, though, because obviously she's homeless and she's angry, but... I mean, what a thing to shout at people, like.
Yeah.
Imagine, like.
It's just misdirected energy.
Yeah.
And everyone knows it's not black people that we hate.
No.
It's the browns.
Exactly.
It's so fucking stupid. Like, it's so fucking stupid, like, to have any racism based on colour at all these days, because you don't really know what you're looking for. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, because funny thing is, over here it used to always be more of a religious thing than a colour thing.
Yeah.
Whereas in England it was very much, you know, a race thing, not a religion thing, funny enough. Whereas now it's all kind of mixed about a little bit. But, you know, it's very funny.
But in England and stuff like that, it's whatever the latest race or breed of people is, or nationality of people. Because
yeah.
I try to do material about this, and I've talked about this before, but there was that Benefit Street show, and it was literally like, there's poor English people on a street, a load of Irish came over, and it was like, they're these fucking paddy cunts, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then a load of like Jamaicans and stuff started coming over, West Indian people mm-hmm. came over, and they were like, oh, he's fucking N-bombs over here. Time goes by, they fucking intermingle. Now you've got the fucking, the poor English, the Irish, the Jamaicans. Then the fucking Polish come. And they're mm-hmm. like, these fucking Polish cunts. Look at these Polish mother. And then they all become mates over the
yeah,
years. And then the Romanians come in. And even the Polish and the Jamaicans and the fucking Irish and yeah, all sitting there eating like stew with fucking rice and beans. With fucking smoked sausage stuffed in it. Going, these Romanians are a fucking nightmare, aren't they?
I know.
And you're like, it's just the new thing that you're annoyed at.
It is. Like, it's ridiculous. Like,
The actual race part of it is fucking silly. Like, she wouldn't be shouting, you know, if you were say you were fucking like, you know, where has it, I mean, you there are places like, don't get me, I'm not gonna be able to describe this properly, but like, you could come from like Iran or something, or maybe not Iraq, there's certain places, or like, you know, like Palestine or something, where you could look like a, just a fucking white person, like with dark hair.
Yeah, I know what you
mean.
She's
not running up to them being like, you fucking come my fucking thing and steal my fucking jobs, you fucking white cunt. It's just,
there's plenty of Middle Eastern-y places. Yeah,
where that, they're like pale and,
yeah,
you know, those like, oh, I'm fucking, you know, what's the word they use? Persian. That looks like any girl trying to look like the fucking Kardashians these days.
Yeah.
So, it's literally because that, it's like Mickey's joke when it said no blacks, no dogs, no Irish, and you're like, learn how to act, because it's pretty obvious if you're a dog or a fucking black person, but like,
yeah, exactly.
If you're an Irish person, put on an accent, no one will fucking know. But I think they caught her on a bad fucking day, and she maybe she
won't. Oh, I think she would have been annoyed no matter what it was, because if it wasn't like a race thing, she would have been like, well, what religion are you? You know what I mean? It would have been like, oh, well,
I'm a fucking prod.
Is this Protestant country?
That's her good opening
I
line.
Don't know what, you know, she probably could have said that to someone in the wrong school uniform. You know, it's like, I feel like that woman's just angry. She's homeless and she's just probably very angry about it, by the sounds of it.
Homeless is the worst, isn't it?
Because you can look at that video and first off, you're like, number one, you kind of laugh at it because it's so ridiculous. And then number two, you're like, well, that's actually horrendous what she's saying. And then you sort of go, well, it is kind of sad because she is homeless. So she's angry and she's just taking it out on whoever she can find to take it out on.
See that, like, you know, there's this sort of idea I always have where it's like, you know, say that she's like, you get fucking houses and fucking jobs and all. You can have that too. Like,
I know.
Like, I know there's that sort of like privileged element, but it's only kind of like a head start, sort of. Or there's like a bit of like mental sort of peace of mind because you're not fully skinned. But like, you can have whatever you want. Anyone can have whatever the fuck you want.
I think she's trying to say that a lot of people are moving here and then being given houses or benefits or whatever, and obviously you can't get benefits if you don't have an address and if you're like homeless and maybe you're an alcoholic, so you can't get those kind of benefits normally. But that again is the thing. It's like, if you want that, if you decide that's what you want is a house, then you have to get that willpower in within yourself basically to stop drinking or drugs or whatever it is that's like obviously not letting you get to the point where you're allowed to do stuff like that. Like, it's such a, it all does start with yourself, doesn't it, really? And everything like that, like any of those videos that you say, it's an education problem. Like, you could put that down to anything.
It's an education problem.
Any racial things, any violence, all racial, or all education.
A lot of the circle of shite that they're in is a mental illness problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a dependency problem, or but something also, that looks like it's just a homeless problem, but you're only homeless because of the fucking shit mess you're in.
Yeah, you're not just homeless for no reason. Like, it's usually a reason.
There are cities in the world where I'm sure, like, you know, you have a bad day and someone sacks you and you fucking miss a payment. Yeah, and next minute you're homeless and you're like, fuck me.
I remember, right, and this is way too young to be told this, in P7, my teacher told us a story of this woman. I don't know whether she knew her or maybe she read her about her in the newspaper or something. And it was this woman, like, literally we're doing the flipping 11 plus. And she was like, this woman was married, had a really good job, husband had a really good job, they bought a new house, her husband died, she took off work because of, obviously, her husband died. Eventually, she just couldn't go back because she just was such a mess. She lost her job, couldn't pay for a house, no family, got kicked out. And then she was homeless within, whatever, a couple of years. And she was like, that's how easy it is to be homeless. So you can't look at... But, I mean, I get the point she was trying to make was you can't look at someone and be like, oh, they're just whatever, they're just homeless. It could have been someone in a really good job. It could have been someone with all sorts of things. And their life just, you know, different circumstances fold away. And then, and now here's where you are. But
you can be homeless. Like, there's sometimes technically we've been homeless.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah.
But, like... It's different to living on the street.
Yes,
like,
I know, but that's what I'm saying. This person didn't have a support network to go back to. Yeah. It's if you don't have a support network, if you don't have a big family, say, and your only support is yourself or your other half, and they're not there anymore, you owe all these payments to a house, you have no collateral, you have no savings, you know, you don't have anything else. I think she was trying to just say that's how easy it could happen to you. Which, when you're 11 years old, you're like, oh my God. Like, oh, that's so scary.
Yeah, that's the wrong time to fucking tell people.
She was trying to make a point just to not judge, I think, as well. Just everyone, but...
Yeah, we should get life insurance, should we?
Yeah, and then I'll kill you.
Oh, I'll die myself, don't worry. Keep eating these...
No, but not if you keep this app going. You'll be alive forever.
These cheesy snacks later night. Dead as fuck. But yeah, we really got into it real quick there, Maureen.
I know. But it's only because homelessness scares me a lot.
On the same, homelessness is the worst, like.
If I walk past someone homeless, you know the way I'm one of those weird people, I absorb energy very easily. I just can't, I actually feel really uncomfortable for the rest of the day. I feel so sad about it. I cannot deal with it. I go
right through the fucking chain of events to the point where I just like throw my hands in there and go, what the fuck is going on here? You know what you mean? You go like, here's a homeless person. How'd they get there? What's going on? Who's supporting them? Why are they there? Where's their family? You know, is there a place in Belfast for these people to stay? Blah, blah. And it just goes down the line to the point where my mind's just like, what the fuck is going on here?
I know.
Why even? Like, see if you're in the street raising money for like, I used to do material about it, but literally like, oh yeah, do you want to give money to WWE? Or no, F, it is F still.
Yeah.
To, you know, we're going to save the fucking mountain gorillas and all. And you're like, I love gorillas, but there's literally people.
Yeah, I'd rather save humans first, maybe.
On the fucking street right now, if you want to fucking help them out. Fuck animals, like, you know what I mean? There's a hierarchy of some sort.
Maybe you should do, I think, because that's the same thing as well. I mean, it's not so bad over here, but you know, if you're in a bigger city, you're like, you literally can't physically give every homeless person you walk past money. Like, luckily in Belfast there isn't that many that you're going to, like, run out by the time you walk to the end of the street. But do you remember you did that gig for the Simon Community, the homeless charity? Yeah. Those are a good idea, I think, because you can raise a big chunk of money, give it to an organisation that can go, right, like, you used to raise, like, £500 or something, which is a big enough chunk that you can go, right, at least they can buy loads of food or, like, bed or whatever. They can buy things with that. It's not, like, a pound here and there to a random homeless person, which isn't going to, what's that going to do? Like, they can buy a drink, but, like, it's not really.
Yeah, at least people who work for a charity know
what they need,
what is needed to be bought. You know, you can't run around, like, hey, man, I got you a new pair of fucking Nike Air Max. You know, and then some other cunt sees them and robs them. And you know what I mean?
Maybe you should do another charity thing.
There was talk of it.
I think we should organize another one.
There was talk of it, but we'll organize one. Yeah, they're good. They're good crack.
Yeah, it's a good night as well. But it is a good way to raise money quickly, and doesn't take very much effort. You know, to raise it or to organize.
We actually were. I know it's terrible to fucking say what we were gonna do and not gonna do it, but. When there was that mental health week, there was like the... Remember people were doing those dawn into the light walks and all? Did you see that?
No.
What's the... There's like a suicide fucking charity. Oh, Jesus Christ. I forget the name of it. But they were doing... I think they were doing these walks where like you started in 4 a.m. You walked for like an hour and a half until it was light, basically.
All right. Okay.
Symbolic. But we're trying to do something around there, and then just no one could fucking do it.
I mean, I suppose it's trying to get everyone free at the same time as well, isn't it?
Pretty much. And it doesn't necessarily have to all be the same people, like, but...
No, 100%, but you want, obviously, a lineup.
Yeah. I'll have a wee word with the fucking lads. It's hard enough to organise the pints on Thursday that are supposed to be happening.
I know, I think that's what people maybe don't realise. It's so hard to get yous all free, even on the same week, and never mind one particular day.
Yeah, to fucking...
To socialise.
Yeah, to socialise, not even for work type things. But sure. Yeah, we'll fucking... We'll
put that on get the, something sorted. Put that on the blackboard of lists of things.
Shane is the man to talk to, because he can pull strings, unlike any of the rest of us.
Why?
Don't know, he's that type of person. It's one of his strengths. Don't ask, you don't get type of mentality.
Like one of those guys that sells like pocket watches from his coat and all. He's just like trying to do wee deals on the streets and all. And
no, he's a bit more like hidden in plain sight type of attack. You know what I mean? You know, like the guy that like walked up the garden of the White House and just fucking walked in the door and had a... Got shot. Did he get shot? I don't know. Remember Joe Rogan did that bit?
Yeah.
That's like shit. Everyone's like, oh, how do we fly in? Do we fucking have all these tactics? And he's like, nah, just walk right up there. Walk straight in. You'd be surprised how little people are going to resist.
Well, let's get something done, I think.
Shout out to Sneaky Shane. this guy's been on Love Island, telling everyone
he's... Conversation, I'm never usually like, yeah, so I don't usually...
He was in Blazer Squad, but he's like, I don't usually bring it up. Who's this?
Usually just like bring it up for conversation. I'm never usually like, yeah, so like, I'm from the Blazing Squad, I do this, I do that. I'm not really that kind of guy.
When I was younger, like around 15, 16, like I used to be in a band, innit? Remember the Blazing Squad?
When I was younger, I used to be in a band.
Yeah.
In a band called the Blazing Squad. When I was younger, I used to be in a band, so I'm used to like...
No way. What's that band?
Remember the Blazing Squad? When I was younger.
Blazing Squad. You heard of Blazing Squad?
Scundered. Don't be on TV when there's like 50 cameras. I don't usually say that, but like, I'm in the Blazing Squad. 50 clips.
He's saying it like a, guys, don't even be saying nothing, but I'm in the Blazing Squad.
Yeah, it's not like, it's not like he's giving away a secret. Like, do you know the guitar player in Slipknot? It's me. Do you know what I mean? Like, something that you wouldn't know. Do you know Rubber Bandits? I'm one of them. So. Shh. NI Gossip Guy? It's me. Actually, do people know who he is?
Yeah.
Is it a man, for real? I have no idea.
Oh, gosh. Mr. Blobby, me.
Barney? Say no more.
Hush,
now.
Oh, God.
I actually put up a little clip for the... for people to send me that, and fucking 100 people sent me it.
I always remember when Blazing Skull was out, that he... People in my primary school were related to one of the guys in Blazing Squad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And they were like, that's our cousin.
That's our cousin, Derek.
I think he was Mackenzie or something like that. One of those weird names.
Any fanny got off the back of that? Or was it a girl?
Well, they're all boys, obviously.
No, for the person related to him.
What? In primary school?
Yeah. What, was your primary school not a fuck fest like mine?
Colin! Jesus Christ.
Everyone was banging each other.
Right, are you trying to get complaints? No. Are you literally trying to get people to complain?
Do you know what I think it is? I think if you just... I get a bad reputation for being like over the top or bad, and I'm not. There's people worse than me, but I think if you just remain open and honest, Maureen, you don't get... I mean, it's the worst thing to say, but like, what you see is what you get. Do you know what I mean? I'm not like a fucking...
Yeah, oh, well, for sure.
You know, like Sean Hegarty doing like a Rodney thing, and then his other podcast is him like, fuck ISIS, a cunt's no, you know.
Yes, it's, yeah.
I do one thing and I'm too stubborn to change. This is it, Maureen. What you see is what you get. Fat man. Not anymore with this app. So should we document like our progress every week? I don't think we'll have to say like our original weight, because that's always embarrassing, but you could just be like, I'm this amount of pounds down.
Yeah.
Pounds down?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd like to lose half stone, which doesn't sound that much, but see when you've like, you only have half stone left, it's really hard.
What do you mean half stone left?
Because I've already lost weight previously. But
and you're a small
guy. That last like 7 pounds is so hard for some reason.
I weighed myself last night. And I should have weighed myself first thing this morning because I literally lose weight overnight.
Well, you should weigh yourself in the morning. If you want to give yourself a bit of a hand, always do it in the morning.
I always give myself a bit of a hand in the morning.
It does take off a couple of pounds, like, so.
Read my new book, Wank Yourself Fit. Download my new app, iWank. yep.
Stop it. Stop it.
Lose 2 nut loads overnight. Oh, that's funny. What we should do now is, do we do the questions and I just do a little podcast with Mickey later? Should we hit some questions?
Do we three-parter again?
Yeah, I think what I'll do is, me and you will do the questions. I smell a new clip.
Ooh.
You know, a new animated clip. If you want to share those, they're going to. People seem to like those. That's funny. Don't they? A new wee animated clip for the boys. Thanks. Shout out to Jenny Thompson for sending me that link in record speed. Peter Niche. Therese. I used to go to school with him. He's older than me.
Oh. He's older than me? Did you say that? He's older
than
me.
I don't know, because there's so many niches.
Is it because you're old now? You have to say, actually, this guy is older than me?
I mean, yeah, you get to a certain age where you're just, you know, doesn't matter. What age is the cutoff for, like, we're all kind of can hang out now? Is it, like, 21, 20?
What?
Do you know where it's always like, we're a bit older, they're the young
I would
ones.
Say 23.
23 is the, like...
I feel like when you're 22, you're still young. Even though, like, Aaron is 22...
Is it when you start talking about money?
Maybe. No, I do. I know what you mean, though. I feel like you get to an age and then everyone's kind of blended. Yeah. Like, I don't feel any different since I've been about 22. No, I feel the same.
My phone...
I don't act any different.
My phone flashed up a photo from 7 years ago. And, like, I'm tanned for... I'm really... I don't know where the fuck I was. But, like, I'm just like... That's
it?
I'll see if I can get it.
Before I met you, then?
I don't know.
7 years would be before.
How the fuck did I bring that up? Like the
go to... How do you not know how to use your phone? Go scroll down and go to on this day. Like, how do you not know this, Grandad?
Because I don't give a shit about it, that's why. Instant game shops.
Oh my god, Colin, get in your phone.
See more. Most recent. I go find it there. Don't let it beep near the machine. Peter Nash, Theresa May's legs. I haven't seen them, or is this just a funny thing? I don't know. Fuck her legs. Her whole setup's a nightmare. Is it there? What are you doing?
What's this video?
Let me see.
Oh, look, that one.
What hat was that? That looked like a pretty swag hat. Maureen, I don't want you to delve through all my shit.
I'm trying to get more photo you're looking for.
Well, let me see. He'll tell you. How can I know by you looking at it and not showing me anything? You goddamn psycho. Right. All right. Next question. Is there something wrong with...
Oh, there. That one.
Yeah. I don't look that different.
2010. No, I didn't meet you then.
I mean, I still look like shit, but I don't look that different.
No, you don't look any different.
I mean, I shave my head a bit tighter than that. Give me that, Maureen. You're such a wee sneaker. Fuck's sake. Let me see. Oh, there's some uni photos. Terrible. But yeah.
Were you in uni 7 years ago?
I don't fucking know. What age would I have been? 23? Maybe because I did an extra year, so. The tail end of it.
Oh.
Certainly.
Did you just finish uni before I met you? 23, 24?
No, about. Probably about. Definitely less than a year before we met, probably.
That's mad, isn't it? Maybe youngster, Colin?
What the fuck am I looking for? Theresa. See if Peter Nash is making me look up Theresa May's legs, and this is one of these, this is one of these, like, wacky fucking questions where I'm like, talk about that. Does she have weird legs or something?
Maybe it's just that she has legs.
She got a pile of leg out there.
Oh, no, because, yeah. They've done that before, haven't they, in the newspaper? And it was all like, ooh, legs, bloody whatever. Because there's just pictures of them sitting with their legs out.
I know.
Which is weird.
It's hard being a woman these days, isn't it? You can't do anything without being judged on your physical form.
Correct.
She does have, like, big... You know that picture of the cat sitting on a shelf and its legs just hang down? But yeah, skirts. Get the skirts on.
What if they're just two fake mannequin legs?
They probably are. They're probably two machine guns. Dolores Gallagher. Do you think wheat field running could be the next best sport? I used to have a recurring nightmare where I was in like a wheat field type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a ball, like a ball rolling behind me. And I was running and I could hear it crush the crops.
I used to have a dream like that.
It's probably like the teeth falling out one. People probably have it all the time. And then I used to have one where there was like a heart, like a human heart on a... like a almost like a piano wire or something, and it was cutting through the heart, and it was like, ooh, falling down, and then before it would like slip through the thing, I'd wake up.
Oh my god, Colin, no, I definitely didn't have that. That's weird.
Well, we're not talking about you, we're talking about me, right?
Yeah, but
some things aren't all about you.
That's like, isn't that a recurring dream you would have?
I'd have that dream all the time.
No way.
Maureen, I've had a terrible, stressful life. It's gonna kill me. I'm serious,
Colin.
You wonder why I'm an anxious mess.
You haven't had a stressful life. I've had a great life.
How do you know I've had a stressful life? Your views on conservative DUP coalition. Will a conservative ISIS coalition be possible in 25 years' time? Would you rather fuck Theresa May or lick a fresh dog shit? James T. Kirk.
All good questions.
I know. Where do I start? The ISIS thing's a bit of a stretch. Your views on DUP. It's just like, is it like the Trump thing where it's kind of like, you asked for it, here it is, shit show, and then everyone takes it a bit more seriously next time?
I think it's annoying because in this, you know, where we are in the world now, it's hard to believe that such conservative things are running everything right now. Everything across the world. It's just, it's not progressive enough. It's weird.
It's because the progressive people are whiny wee fucking bitches, that's why.
Well, I know, but...
Everyone reacts to it badly, like... Oh, I'm fucking progressive and, you know, liberal and all this shit. And then you're like, but you've more, rules than these conservative people. You're more fucking annoying. Use my correct pronoun. Blah, blah, blah. You're like, just fucking carry on. Shut the fuck up, will you?
No, I don't mean that. But what I mean is, it should be, you know, who's leading everything. It should be someone who believes in, like, more equality, more, like, sort of... Better education, widespread things for everyone.
I just don't know why there is,
rather than a few people. Like, but
it's annoying because why? It seems like, why can't there be like a dictator that's sound as fuck, and he just goes,
yeah.
He's just like, same-sex marriage is legal because. Are you mental? You know what I mean? Why? Why can these people do it and you can't? And what's the difference? Who gives a shit?
Yeah. And it should be like, you know, in cartoons, when you'd come up to the king and you'd ask for something, like, you're like, I need this, I need equality, yeah. You know, whatever. Oh, blah, 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 someone, something. And they can just be like, wise up, go away. Leave
like,
me
technically,
alone.
You know, if you wanted to just marry your fucking mate because you're like, this is my best friend, we don't have partners, but for the security of our lives, we'd like to be bound legally.
Yeah, so that they can have my possessions.
Yeah, I don't fucking in the ass like you think we're all doing all fucking day. You know, it's just, I want to make sure that if one of us dies, the other one gets the other shit. Why can't you do that?
Yeah, I wonder if people who are against a gay marriage would be okay with just friends getting married. But I think most people's view in that case is because marriage should only be for procreation. I think that's their point.
So fuck, there's people just dropping babies all over the place.
But there's plenty of people get married, you can't have children. So it's not as if it's like, oh, when you get married, that's the only thing. You know, it actually should be that. If they could somehow evolve that if you got married, you then are only allowed to have kids, that would be perfect, actually, because, you know, you wouldn't have teen pregnancies and you wouldn't get people getting pregnant back and who don't want to. No, but I mean, imagine that was an actual evolutionary thing where you could be like, no, there you go. Because there's definitely some people who should not have children. And there's definitely plenty of people who can't have children.
Now you sound like Hitler. But
no, sure. But like, that's what I mean. Like, imagine you could do that. But that's not how it works. Like,
eugenics?
Marriage doesn't mean, you know, that's it. It's only for procreation. It's not really about that, just, is
no,
it?
No, it can be for banter.
Just for banter, isn't it?
Annika Temink. Pressing question. Nipples, Teresa and Arlene, pink or brown?
Oh my god.
Arlene, hairy.
Black.
Teresa just gills? Does she have gills on her chest? Lee McGlinchey, not a question, more of a show of appreciation. Thanks for introducing me to John Zoo. Sensational. Everyone tweet John Zoo and say, I give him a shout out on the podcast and play this tune, and can he make me a personalised intro for the General Banter podcast?
Maybe an outro. Maybe you actually need an outro.
Yeah,
I think.
Play me an. Get me an outro.
Yeah.
For the General Banter podcast, make it real fucking dank.
Lots of gun noises.
Dank beats. Yeah. He makes leather. I told you that, didn't I?
Yeah, that's so
what
cool.
What could I? I want something leather now. What could I have made that's leather and sweet? Like a laptop case.
Thong. For Vietnam.
Oh my! What? I couldn't even wear boxers in Vietnam. Like, it's amazing. See, when
much
you're
much to people's dismay.
Joy? Luna says a penis! I was like, Sean, chill out.
That's just you in the toilet by yourself.
I was... no, but seriously, it's amazing how, like, I had a pair... Where are those Nike shoes? The sort of trainers. And they're, like, mesh, breathable. I was like, these will be perfect on holiday. They're the type of shoe you could get completely wet. And they would just... You could shake the water off them. You know what I mean? It's just rubber and then mesh. They were a nightmare. I was like, these are so fucking warm.
And then you got sweaty.
And I got flip-flops. And if you're in the city, like in like Ho Chi Minh where we were, you may as well walk around flip-flops and bend them on the way into your fucking apartment and have a new pair.
Stinking like...
Stinking.
We're not spending as much time in the city this time though, so...
Thank fuck. But see next time when I'm going, I'm like, you know what to wear this time. Which is
actually had the perfect shoes. I had espadrilles that... Tied up your leg, so they're really soft.
When you took them off,
I left them in.
When you took them off, is there like white marks around your feet?
The soles of your feet are always dirty, no matter what. Like you can't clean that off.
Nah, it's stinking. How excited are you about going? I'm pumped.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see a different part as well, rather than just Saigon. Like we'll go.
I think it'd be fun to see Sean.
In general, I love Sean.
Yeah, but just to have like a fucking, just to be like, we're doing like a wee adventure this time.
Yeah, and because he's off, which is good. Because last time, although we were there during the weekend, but he was also then, obviously, back to work, but he's off as well.
Class. That'd be so badass, wouldn't
it? Yeah, and I don't know. I suppose, well, I've seen him, obviously, a few times. He has been home, obviously, but you do miss Sean as well, like, when he's not here, so.
He was actually at the last charity gig we did.
He was. When was that? So he wasn't here at home that long ago.
Nah, because the day after that, we had just had a load of cheese in our house. Because I felt like he was like, I can't get a lot of cheese over here, so I'm going to eat all the cheese and potato bread.
Yeah, he gave himself a really sore belly because he just ate so many, like, rich
he's like, I've put on Western foods. 3 stone in 2 days. I'm so pumped.
I'm so
how much, like, Vietnam material have I been watching? I've been watching vlogs, war programs, you name it. But yeah, everyone tweet John Zoo and be like, make Colin an outro thing up in this motherfucker. I've said it before, I've been confused, mistaken for him in public. I just remember, I definitely told that last week, but the guy's like to this girl, look who it is, and she stared at me for about 10 seconds, she was blocked, and then she went, oh, John Thay. I'd love to know what his real name is. Here's this woman, going crazy over a McRib, someone's left me.
I have an announcement to make to y'all, to the people of America. I was at this here McDonald's on Dorset, it's Monday night. I was just disrespected in there. Almost got in a fight with the gal in there.
Why can't you just make yourself look pretty like her? And
I can't really see you. Probably
put some effort into your fucking hair, Maureen, for God's sake. Where are the feathers?
Is that definitely a wig or? I can't see.
First of all, my first issue is the drive-thru was filled all the way up and I had to walk inside.
Filled?
So then I'm already mad because I got to get out my car. Hey,
get out your car. I'm surprised she's... you know, of sane mind and sobriety to drive.
Can I have a McRib meal? Large size with the Dr. Pepper.
Fuck.
And the lady said, well, okay, that...
I eat some shite, right? But I don't really. It's mainly just too much shite. And then I'll be like, chocolate. But like, see when she's like, I'm going in for a McRib and a Dr. Pepper. It's like, a McRib is fake pork meat in the shape of ribs in a bap.
Glazed in sugar.
Glazed in sugar. Give me the goddamn fries, goddammit, and a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, Americans eat a lot of shit.
Full just fucking trash.
What's this? 658. I said, ain't you forgetting something? Ma'am. She said, well, what? I said, you're supposed to offer me the extra McRib for a dollar when you buy the McRib meal. You ain't gonna believe it. She looked me up and down. And she said, well, don't look like you need the extra McRib. Excuse me, bitch.
Excuse me.
I gotta cramp my neck. I laugh so I'm like, oh. Excuse. Everyone should talk like that. I need a McPiss. Where's the McShitters? Oh, I clicked off that. Anyway, I only played it to get to that point where she said, excuse me, bitch.
She looks like Mike Myers dressed up as someone.
Oh, fuck me. We watched the Mike Myers film the other week, didn't we?
Austin Powers, yeah.
Well, funny. Will McGregor fight before Christmas in UFC or still be stringing this boxing thing along? I think he's basically waiting for that fight and he'll not fight in the UFC if he gets it. Basically is what I think.
Yeah, he also has a baby right now, so I feel like he's taking some time. You
but
know?
The thing is, you can't take time off. Like, you need...
No?
When you're in your prime... when you're in your prime, you gotta fight, like... You gotta fight, baby. You know what I'm saying? So, sorry about that. I don't know why I made that noise. What's the best thing to put inside a Belfast Bab? Sausages, probably. Although, I don't really like Belfast Babs that much.
Too bready
it's
for
too,
me.
It's too fucking tough. Next gig in Derry. Not sure, sir, but I'll get it sorted. Man who squeezes muscles. I'm not even going to read
Should
that.
Should we go up and... go for a night out in Derry at some point. I still have never really been out in Derry. Ever. I've only ever been to Mason's, I think.
What have I done to this fucking computer? Look at the every once in a while this computer just is like, I'm about to shit myself. 3 decades, bizarre Fender has racked up dozens of court appearances, several spells in prison over a strange fetish that drives him to touch young men's muscles. What's wrong with that?
What?
Who doesn't like touching a bunch of muscles?
Just like random peoples?
Yeah.
That's a bit like that documentary started watching.
Tickled,
that's weird.
We didn't get to the end of it, like, but...
I couldn't. Well, you went to sleep, and then I was just in one of those weird, like, I can't watch the rest of this alone. This is too odd for me.
What the fuck is wrong? This... I don't know what I clicked on there, but it just fucked up the whole... system.
You just pause it and then go back.
I don't know what it's done. I mean, this is the age old story in this podcast. Is like, I go to do something and the computer just fucking shites itself. So it does. Fuck's sake. Let me go back to these questions. There is a clip I want to play you. It's not a great audio clip, but it'll make you laugh. Bro, where are my goddamn questions? For fuck's sake, mate. Up a fucking peelers. Yes, open. This is a great podcast. Anything you want to say? Anything you want to throw in, Wayne? What are you rolling your eyes for? This is prime. This is some of the best audio on fucking offer up in this bitch. Facebook.com. I want to show you a clip, but I just want your reaction to the clip. Because it's pretty funny. Someone left the clip. Oh, that's the girl. Jesus Christ. Don't be dishing out racist abuse in Belfast. Between fucking Kale and what's his name, you fucking black cunt. Is there an underlying racial problem in Belfast, is there?
Yeah, I think it's only coming out now, isn't it?
Excuse me, bitch! Yeah, we should go to Derry for a night out.
Where should we go? Where would you recommend? Although you haven't been out in Derry in years either.
Nah, it's been a while. I would avoid the clubs. I'm not a big fan of the clubs, but there are good bars in Derry. The man who squeezes muscles. I don't have the time to read that shit. Sorry. Would you partake in a cold one with the boys? Many, many times over. Is Arlene Foster really a man? And is his real name Aaron Foster? Who knows? Barry Winker Watson? Does get a lot of slagging for looking like a man. So unfair, but like, you're going to go to the first thing you can slag off when someone's a root, aren't you?
Yeah, if you're dead on, no one really picks on your looks, do they? man or woman.
Slag off first thing. That's another bit of material I want to do.
I love how you've like a page in front of you, but you wrote that on your hand.
I don't want to cross contaminate my notes. How many fucks do you give about the election, and would you crack open a cold one with Arlene and the lads? I would vlog going drinking with Arlene Foster.
I think that would make a good interview, actually.
Me interviewing her?
Yeah.
Why me? I don't know anything.
I know, but that's why it's even funnier, because you don't really... It would be like Ali G doing it, but it's actually just you not really knowing what you're talking about.
Satire. What's the DUP's issue with fruits?
They seem to be against fruits, really. Let's just keep saying fruits, just a friendly word, I think.
Fruits? It's like, they're a bunch of fruits.
They are.
What are you scared of? Take guard the fucking boombox or something.
Yeah.
Wise up.
Yeah, what do you hate, fun or something?
Here's what I hate most about gays, right?
What?
Here's what annoys me about the gays.
What?
The most over everything. Their music stinks.
The music?
Yeah.
Like what?
Tragedy.
That's not gay music.
Tragedy.
That's actually Bee Gees and then Steps.
No. Steps is gay.
Steps okay? is gay.
No, I'm joking. That came out of nowhere. I was just being stupid, but their music is turd.
You're saying gay anthems?
Yeah, turd. Turd.
Is what you're saying.
Shite gay music.
Do you listen to some shite music as well?
Watch this.
Oh my god!
Wait for the impact.
Oh my god.
This is the problem with Snapchat. There should be like an upload bit on Snapchat where you can select a clip or something, because someone's obviously recorded that for just that amount of time. I'll explain what happened. It looks like a kebab shop. Apparently it's in Coleraine. It's on the page Coleraine Freshers. Alan Johnson tagged me in this. The DJ from Thompson's.
DJ.
But here's what's happened, right? Bunch of drunk girls have come into a kebab shop, right? There's been a bunch of middle-aged men drinking, and there's all banter going on. He's probably like, fucking... And she's like, oh my god, you will never get this, right? And then she goes like, give me a piggyback. And he's all like, happy days, sexual contact with a young girl. And he's like, jump on my back. He's trying to act hard, like he's strong, okay? Yeah. She thinks, like, the way puppies think they're still puppies, but they've grown up fully in 6 months. She's like, I'm going to jump on your back. You know, even though I'm taller than you, I'm probably about 13 stone. And he's like, jump ahead, love. Both of us are blocked. He's struggling with the weight. She's flopping around, you know, like you've a sandbag on your back. And then his wee legs can't keep up. And he drops her head first through the salad counter. And it smashes.
That's what a heap of shit. That was
what
that
well all the stuff I just talked.
No, I just mean like they literally just fall in and yeah. smash someone's counter.
Like I would drop her way before we fell through the window.
She's doing the thing as
well. What's that say? Indian Ocean? Have I been in there? I feel like I've been in there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he just dropped their head first. I hope she didn't get cut.
I mean, I feel like they definitely probably hurt themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the guy who owns that was raging like, you stupid drunk people.
You bastard! There's me assuming his race because the place is called Indian Ocean.
Maybe that's just his accent.
I'm from fucking Coleraine, mate.
Yeah. That... Does not make you cringe so much seeing drunk people like that. It's funny, now, but like... I feel like
no one enjoys pints more than me, but like, there's a sloppiness. See, like, real sloppy girls, not great. See, real fucking, like, obnoxious drunk fellas, jail them both. Have them killed. I can't deal with it. Like... Oh, it's annoying. Sometimes drunk girls are worse because... There isn't a fear of getting smacked. Do you know? A lot of fellas might be like, I'm maybe keep my mouth shut for a second.
Even no, I don't think that's true. I think guys say it more because they love getting.
I don't know. We know some people in circles of friends where you're like, you shouldn't be allowed to drink. And I'm very surprised someone hasn't hit you with a fucking chariot. You know?
Yeah, there's some people definitely don't react well to alcohol.
I react too well. I'm better. I'm a better person.
Except the next day, you can't deal with hangovers.
No, my hangovers are absolutely disgraceful these days. Right, let me get through these questions and we'll stop and we'll do a new podcast with Mick later. What's your funniest video to record as Big Barry? I just like the daily blends. They're so quick. And that, like, we talked about this yesterday. I was like, why can't I write material this funny for myself? And you're like, well, just write it for the character and do it yourself. And I'm like, fuck me, squeeze my teats. Any good stories from the time in Ballyclare High? This is a video, so the guy's name is not there. Obviously, he goes to Ballyclare High. When's the next video podcast? I might do one with Mickey while he's here. I might do a half an hour video podcast.
Yeah, because a quicker one you can put up easier.
Yeah, because it's just, it's handling the data, especially in the country. You're talking about like the crushed version of a fucking hour and a half podcast is like 3 gig.
Yeah,
trying to get big. That shit up, suck my 2 tits. any good stories from your time in Ballyclare High? Yeah, bunch of stories. You know, this guy made a video and then poured water on his head. Goddamn savage. There's a whole load of shit happened there. I mean, got hit in the head with a 2p at the playground. That was one of my favourites of all time. Just stand there and someone threw it from the other end of the thing. Hit me in the head. Could have hit me in the eye. Could have hit my eye out. And the blood was pissing all over the place. And then the girl went, let me see. I'm a first aider. And I showed her. And you could see the shiny white skull under the cut. And she near barfed.
God.
And then I was all like, could I just go back to class now? And I was drenched in blood. And they're like, oh no, you definitely have to go home now.
Were you like, sweet?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've had a lot of real bloody incidents in my life. You've
damaged yourself so many times.
Look up the bathroom group on Facebook. You're welcome. Is this going to be fucking hectic? I need your tits. Let me see. The B. Okay, here we go. What's this? Is this something gross? What is this?
You look scared.
Bathroom delights. Bathroom sanitary wear. Bathroom. What the fuck am I looking up here? I'll click on this. This is a closed group. Okay, that was fruitless. I don't know what you've sent me. That
fruitless?
I don't know what you've...
Obsessed with things.
What you've sent me to there, Cameron McSomething. Where was the first experience of performing stand-up? How long was it for? Vittorio. That's a sexy name, isn't it?
Oh, hello.
Vittorio, don't see him. Sexy, looks like a movie star.
Piercing eyes like a wolf.
Piercing my fucking wolf tits right now. You will be eaten by wolves. What's your views on Jeffrey Donaldson, DUP? The DUP can all take themselves off on a lovely weekend in Malile and fist each other in a caravan. Podcast question, who would win the fight? CM Punk or Floyd Mayweather? Probably Floyd Mayweather. I'm convinced I'd beat CM Punk. I really am. Like, his jiu-jitsu is merde, which is French for crap. James McKegney, what's the best compliment you've ever received? Great question.
Was it yourself saying you had a big dick?
I had a big dick. When did I say that?
You say it about yourself all the time.
I don't. I said, if my dick was on Begley, it'd be huge.
Then I said, take it off Begley, because that's weird.
And he's like, fucking well.
What is the best compliment?
I don't know. I don't really take compliments that well, but I expect them a lot. But I complain when I don't get them, and then you say it, and then I'm like, yeah, I'll brush that off. What's the best compliment you've ever received? Don't know. I would really need some thought for that one.
Isn't it weird how you would forget compliments, but you could probably remember insults, every insult? Like, it's mad.
I don't know, like if someone's just like, don't change. Just do exactly what you're doing. It's great. I don't know. No one ever gave me praise as a child, so I have a problem with it. Did you do jiu-jitsu before by the Blender Henderson alter ego? I did. But very briefly, and then there was a large gap in time, and then I went back to it, so there you go. Do you have any unionist or nationalist beliefs, or were you raised in a house with any of these beliefs? I would say I grew up in a, not directly in, but very close to two huge unionist areas.
Yeah, but were you brought up with that?
No,
is the question?
Not at all.
You're saying geographically?
Geographically, but no one gave a fuck in our house at all.
But you weren't brought up with...
No, not really.
Either, you would say, would you?
No.
What about now? Do you have any either unionist or nationalist beliefs?
No, I don't really have any... I don't really have any, like, pride or even, like, patriotism. You know, like, I've none of that. I've no ties to, like... I'm never, like, it's just my hometown or these are my people or my beliefs. I don't really have any feelings like that at all. Do you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be like, I'm proud to be from... You know what I mean? All that shit. I don't really even give a shit. Borders are silly. You know. I don't know. Just I wish people would just act normal and stop being cunts.
I know. I think a lot of people always expect everyone to have a very, like, strong either or thing.
I really don't. I'm so...
But a lot of people just like being Northern Irish as well.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely I definitely think that's a breed of people.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. It's not a religious thing. It's not anything like that. It's just it's the way you are, kind of. There's no doubt. Northern Irish people are different to Southern Irish people.
I feel though that people always want to know what you think. Like, oh, are you like, you know, whatever United Kingdom? Are you like all our, you know? Whereas I think knowing you, if there was an All Ireland, you'd be like sweet, and if it was all still kept within the UK, you'd be like, that's sweet as well, whatever. Like, you don't really have like I want one or the other to happen. You're kind of just I live in Northern Ireland, so whatever is fine right now, as long as people are dead on.
Yeah,
I feel like most people are a wee bit like that too.
Yeah. Watch this, they're trying to sell these stick-on soles for when you're on your holiday so you can run across rocks, and then here's the shot, and you've just sold loads of pairs. Because you can see right up her crease there, Maureen.
Is there one actually in between her legs there?
Yeah. She's got one on each foot and one right up her fucking gooch there.
Here, we were selling them last week.
What?
We were talking about that last week.
What?
Foots. In places.
Oh, foots in your butt? Look at his butt there. He's wearing his wife fronts. He's not even in swim gear. This guy's just wearing wee gay wife fronts. That's gay. Do you know when you're like, oh, you can't describe something as gay? White Y-fronts are gay as fuck. Just a wee dude standing there all svelte, like, check out my wee package.
They're not gay, but
so gay.
No, but they're a bit like what a child would wear. That's why I find them a bit weird.
That's it, sexy wee young boy. Slide that down, penetrate the...
All right, stop.
Anus. Don't know if you're finished yet, but who's the best comedian from each nation? So best English comic, American, Australian.
That's it, all the nations.
All the nations covered. English comedians, I don't know.
Who would be the best English comedian?
I have no idea. I'm not even the right person to comment on it. American, Australian, it's too much. They're, like, all my favourite comedians are probably American.
But Jim Jefferies, you would say?
Yeah, well, he's the only Australian one that I can think of.
Well, there you go, there's your answer.
So, any more questions? What about it? If you had to permanently be one of your characters, who would you be, you minx? Probably Barry the Blender. Sure, it's not that different to what I'm really like. Shout out my big brother, Owen Collins. He loves the podcast. Nah, I don't do shout outs. Rosalind Cyril? From Cambridge. Oh, do you think...
Rosalind? Which is a Shakespearean name.
Do you think coming from Ballyclare area or going to school there has influenced your comedy? Big fan of the podcast. No, I wasn't actually ever from Ballyclare. I just went to the school. And I don't think it's affected me at all. No, not being from that, not going to that school. Maybe whatever happened while you're at school has affected it.
Maybe some of the accents. That's about it. You picked up some good accents that you could
replicate. I can replicate a lot of accents. You know, man of many talents. Only joking, none. Old small dick.
Old small
dick. Yeah. Hi, Colin. Doing any gigs around Oma soon? Was a Colin Murphy's on Saturday night. Great show. Plus, Mickey Bartlett was on fire. Take Mickey with you if you are. Thanks. And I said to him, were you at the squad gig like not that long ago? And he's like, nah, I didn't know it was on. And you're like, well, sort your fucking motherfucking life out. I spoke to Mickey about that. I was like, how was that gig? And he goes, it was all right. And I was like, was it as good as the squad gig? And he said, no.
Why don't you just do it?
By myself?
Yeah.
Okay. Just me and Mickey, double team it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll all get really drunk again.
Oh, yeah, fuck me, I was dying. Tell Maureen, chuck your la. Cheers, Connor. Fucking missed that one. Heard it was a good one. Listen to your podcast every week. Really? I don't think you do, sir. What, would you rather have 10 dicks for fingers or one big finger of a dick?
One big finger of a dick?
Yeah, I'd like the big finger dick.
Does it have a nail on it, though? Because that's weird. That'd be so weird.
And a pisshole?
Stop.
No. If you could
imagine, just
if you could move it like a real finger it. And be like, where are you going? Over here, mate. No, it just swings around.
You
go up there, take a left over the hill, and a fucking be class for a bucking butt. Be like a finger bucking.
Bucking butt.
Yeah. Question for podcast. Any plans to make more hackjob videos? Let me tell you something. The coordination that it took to get fucking comedians to send you stuff to put together was a fucking nightmare, mate. No, because everyone's moved off in their own directions, and I would have to take responsibility for that, and it would take forever, and I would be doing it for free.
Yeah, you're essentially making a TV show.
To make a point.
For nothing, but yeah.
To be like, look how easy this is, and then they came out with Late License, which was a shite version of
Hacked. If a TV network came to you and said, can you produce us a show like that, you could do it, but, you know.
Have you ever told a joke during stand-up and nobody laughed? Yeah. I don't really do jokes, but I've definitely done bits that I thought were going to get laughs and they got nothing. And you're like, hmm. And then I've done gigs where you do a wee throwaway line and people laugh their heads off. Best NI summer day trip. Dunluce, Carrick, Reid, Inchabbey, Fermanagh, Stairs, etc. Don't know who that's from.
Fermanagh, Stairs. Never ever did that.
Never again.
A lot of those things I haven't done, to be fair.
I would say, yeah, like the North Coast thing, because you can do a lot on the one area.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Finish off in Port Stewart Strand, you know, piss in the sea, go home. Here's a good day out. Dark Hedges. Portrush. Barry's. Whatever. Port Stewart Strand. The Rope Bridge. Dunluce Castle. Do it all that shit. Would you ever bring back the video podcast? I'll do one with Mickey later. Do you polish your head? No. I've just had my appendix out. This is why I haven't been able to send questions, but I'm back. Thank God, Aiden. Been waiting around the whole time.
Appendix out?
Okay. Send me a picture of the appendix.
Did he get a heap of it?
No. If you were to have Colin Geddes Comedy Roadshow, which 5 places would you go to?
That's a good
one. Probably the places that you just go to do comedy.
But would you not go to like Glasgow and stuff?
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, then.
Would you go down south? Galway?
Glasgow. Galway.
Just places beginning with G. For yeah. Geddes.
For
General Lander. Where else begins with G?
Galbally. Galbally.
Where else?
Oh god, this is the worst game ever.
Those are the only places you're allowed to go though.
Green Island. That's it. Maureen, we're going to wrap this up because I'm going to do a podcast with Mickey later. Buy your tickets for the Ulster Hall now. I haven't really launched it. It's going to go real launchy.
Is tickets on sale now? Oh, they are.
They're on sale, but as I explained earlier, I don't have the artwork done yet, so I haven't really launched it.
If you want some secret ones now before...
If you want to get secret ones now, get them. And do get them, because what happened last time was everyone was on to me like, oh, well, we'd like some tickets. And you're like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah.
It's the night before. There are no tickets left. So get them now. Get them out of your brain.
When it's somewhere like that, you can't... just give you more tickets.
And there's people...
There is only so many tickets.
With no exaggeration, about 100 fucking messages on the day.
Yeah.
Can we get tickets? And you're like, no, I can't even get tickets for my fucking family, of which there are about 2 of. I can't get them. So, there you go, world, suck my dick. But buy those tickets. The artwork will hopefully be ready Friday.
It's exciting though, artwork, isn't it?
Yeah, there'll be a vlog accompanying said artwork.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Etc. So there you have it. There you have it, my dudes. I just screenshotted this thing that you sent me. Do you want to read it? It's well cheese.
That I sent you?
I believe in myself. I believe in my dreams. I set goals and I reach them. I know what I want out of my life. I have talent, skills and ability. My dick is fat and brown. I take action on what excites me. There is no wall I can't climb over. Now, that's when I know it's bullshit, because there's plenty of walls I couldn't climb over.
you've got on a fence once and broke the fence. So, where's the metaphor in that?
Narrow that down. All I do is break fences. Right, let's get out of here, Maureen. What song do you want to play out on? Blazing Squad?
Yeah, definitely Blazing
See
Squad.
See ya at the Sandra. That's not even their song. Not funny.
Is it not?
I'm pretty sure that's Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Excuse me, what?
You're so white.
Put on that one. Oh my god, what's it called?
I don't know, but whenever you're ready.
That Andre thing clip.
Maureen, what the fuck are you talking about?
Do you remember the clip I showed to them?
Eric Andre?
Yeah. What do you call it? Your man Bridges is singing. Have you... What was that called?
Oh, you want that song? You don't want the clip?
No.
Oh,
right. No, put the clip on if you want.
Yeah, oh, you want the actual song?
Yeah, put the clip on.
Waka Flocka?
Waka Flocka.
Maureen, why does that make you laugh? You're so white around here. Does that make you laugh just because you're white as shit? We're like, this is my mate. Oh, what's your name? I'm Maureen. I'm Waka Flocka Flames.
It does say Waka Flocka isn't a funny name.
It is. Take him seriously. It's Waka Flocka Flames. You can call me Flocka.
I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. Leave you stankin', nigga. What the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit or what the fuck I say.
You need a cool name, Maureen, because you can't be like... Oh, fuck off. You can't walk into a room and be like, I'm motherfucking Maureen, mother N-word. You know, you need a cool rap name.
What is Colin Geddes is a good rap name?
Yeah.
Waka Flocka is the best one.
Tell me that doesn't psych you up to want to do a press up.
One press up?
Yeah. We'll see what your progress is next week. One press up.
I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. Leave you stankin', nigga. What the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit or what the fuck I say. Front yard, raw day with the SK. Gucci, that's my motherfucking nigga. I hang in the Dell with them his squad killers. Waka Flocka Flame, one a real ass nigga. Riding real slow, bending corners, my nigga. Got a main bitch, got a mistress. A couple of girlfriends, I'm so rich. Keep my dick.
I don't wonder, does he turn up the places? They're like, next please, and he goes up. And they're like, what's, can we take your, can I, he's like, I got a table for two. And they're like, did you reserve it? No. I didn't reserve it. What's the name? Flame! He said like, hiya, I booked a value cab like 5 minutes ago. It hasn't turned up yet. What's the name, love? Flame? Sorry, there's no flame. Put the full name in. What is it? Waka Flocka Flame, nigga! Sorry. Of a McPherson? Nah. Of a McPherson here. And a Dodds. There's no fucking Waka Flocka Flames. Give me a shit. I have to clack off. Go to bingo. Right? That's an hour and a half. Right, I have to go. I'll see you later, Maureen, okay?